Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Mem Dalet. Bechoros 44a. Pagination is 87. We'll start briefly on the facing page. Masnisin, the middle of the wide lines. Ein lo gevinin. If a Kohen does not have eyebrows. O ein lo elgavin echod. He only has one eyebrow. Ze gibin amar batorah. There's an opinion that that's the gibein, that's the disqualification for a Kohen to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash that was mentioned in the Torah. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, Shegivinim shochvim. The abnormality regarding gibein is that the eyebrows are so long that they are shochvin, that they are resting. Resting, meaning they're so long that they already can't stand on their own weight, so to speak, and they're hanging down, resting in such a way. We're going to revisit that term at the end of today's session. Let's move on to today's daf, Masnisin, the Mishnah, also midway of the wide lines, this time midway on the line. The Mishnah begins, actually we'll jump to the second line of the Mishnah. Gufo gadol me'evarav. If his body is larger than his limbs, okatan me'evarav, or smaller than his limbs, meaning he's not proportional. Rashi says me'evarav kigon yadav araglav, when you compare him to compare his trunk to the other parts of the body sticking out, he's not proportional. Let's take a look at the Gemara, the beginning of a line about three lines later. Amar Rav. Rav said, Moshe Rabbeinu Eser Amos Haya. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall. Shene'emar. Pasuk says, Vayifros Esa'oel Al HaMishkan, that he was able personally, Mi Parso, Moshe Rabbeinu Parso. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one to spread the covering over the Mishkan. And if he was able to do that, I guess we don't have an indication that he was standing on a ladder. He was able to do it personally. Uksiv, Eser Amos Orech HaKoresh, the length of a Keresh upright is 10 Amos. So it must be that that's a height that Moshe Rabbeinu is comfortable working with. He must have been 10 Amos tall. Unless it's a Gzeirah Shaveh, some sort of direct comparison, but if it's just logistics, it sounds like it's an estimation. He's approximately 10 amos tall. It doesn't sound like it's meant to be taken exact, unless it's a gzeira shaveh of some sort, that he's eser amos. But in any case, Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall. Amalei Rav Simi Barchia L'Rav. Question is asked, Imkein Asisa L'Moshe Rabbeinu Balmum. If he's that tall, so then he's out of proportion. Ditnan, gufo gadol me'evarav, o katan me'evarav. Now, the assumption, as Rashi tells us, is kosako daitach ba'ama shalo, that he was 10 amos tall based on his ama. Well, 10 amos tall, the regular person is 3 amos tall. That's a normal proportion. So if he's 10 amos tall, he's very out of sync from what your typical human being would look like. So then he's a balmum. And that's not something that makes too much sense to us. Firstly, on regular grounds. And secondly, Moshe did the avoda in the Mishkan for the days of Miluim. So it wouldn't make sense that he's a balmum. also asisu leMoshe Rabbeinu Balmum. You, through extrapolation, you're considering this really wonderful. Moshe is very tall and is able to build the Mishkan on his own. You just made him a Balmum through your logic, which would be some pushback on the logic that he's really that tall. Amalei Simi, he said back to him, Ba'amoshal Keresh Kamar. I was talking about 10 amos tall based on the universal amo. But his body was proportional. Moshe Rabbeinu's arm was larger than other people, and his body was larger than other people. He's not 10 amos according to his amos. He's 10 amos according to the objective amo, and he is proportional. Now, there's another person, Lahavdil, very different, but in biblical literature, if you will, who's also very tall. Name is Og, and they actually meet on the battlefield, so to speak. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Medrash, is the one to kill Og. Og was also very tall. We have a pasuk in the end of Parashas Devarim, Gimel Yud Aleph, that tells us, Hine arso eres barzel. His bed was a bed of iron. Regular wood wouldn't sustain his bulk. Teisha amos orka. It was 9 amos in length. That's big for a person. How big? So Rashi goes ahead and says, Ba'amas ish, measuring by the amma of a person, an amma being the arm length. Ba'amas og, we were working with the amma of og, which makes 9 amos humongous. Whatever size he was, but he's 9 times his arm length. The Sifsei Chachamim says, Gadol Ma'od Haya, we know that Og was enormously big. He was a giant. He was very big. V'ikoy ba'amas ish akol adam, and if you only make the understanding, the length of Og, if your estimation, your calculation, is that it's using the regular amma of a person, objective amos, and you're making him teisha amos, 9 amos in length, nimtza shelo haya gavho elochess amos. So then basically, he's approximately 8 amos, which is approximately double of a regular person. That's not so big. He's twice as tall, but for the behavior attributed to him, that he was able to move a mound, a mountain, he's not as big as we're making it out to be if it's regular amos. And that's the Sifsei Chachamim's understanding of Rashi, Ba'amas Og. We're dealing with a person who's very big. He was big, and his height was 9 arm lengths of his arm lengths. Says the Evan Ezra, Ba'amas ish, Ba'amas kol adam, the regular objective amo. And of that, he was 9 amos. V'hineyu kafel, basically, he's about double what a regular person is. Says the Evan Ezra, you can't translate this and understand it and calculate it, that it's the Amma of Og and he's humongous. Number 1, what is the Torah coming to teach me if it's in his own measures? I don't know what his height was. I don't know what his Amma was. I don't know anything. So what are you telling me? Va'od, Shelo yiyya b'tzelem adam klal. If he's indeed 9 of his own ama, he is so disproportionate that he doesn't look human. He's not b'tzelem adam klal. One could almost see Rashi, as we're understanding Rashi, smiling back at the Evan Ezra and saying that's correct. Og was not b'tzelem adam klal. In our Gemara, we object that Moshe is a balmum. Where would you come to make Moshe a balmum? You want to say he has a speech impediment? Yes, the Torah says that. But to turn him into a balmum, because you have an extrapolation from a pasuk that he has to be high enough to be able to do the building of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, to make him a balmum, it doesn't make sense. He did the avodah during the miluim. But on Og? Yeah, that's okay. That may even add to the fearsomeness of his appearance, that he looked otherworldly. He looked weird. Disproportional. One more little piece from today's daf that I'd like to share. If we go to the top of Amud Beis, Masnisen, Dadin, breasts, Shochvin, Kishel Isha, that are resting like a woman's. So we had the Shochvin by the eyebrows, and the resting meant they were very big. They protruded significantly to the point that they hung down. And that's the same word over here. Shochev literally means rest. But over here, in these two examples, it means very long to the point that they rest. And this is an abnormality by a man. Kureso tzava, his stomach is very big, is sticking out. So Art Scroll Note 2 perceptively explains that this is not talking about regular obesity, that the person is heavy. We even have a Gemara in Yuma Mem Zayin Amud Beis that discusses that maybe an obese, a heavy Kohen, is better to do Kemitzah because nothing will get stuck in between his fingers as he does the Kemitzah. When it says Kureso Tzava, it's talking about an abnormal bulge. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Yeshe Koach for joining.